slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun.
Good morning and welcome to Positively Healthy. I'm Carla Jackson, a professional dog trainer, sitting in this morning for Dr. Trudy Pratt. And with me in the studio this morning is another professional dog trainer, Sherry McMillan. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Carla. Good morning. Good morning to all of our listeners and to our special guests, and I'm glad to say friends that are here in the studio with us this morning.
And our friends in the studio this morning with us are three fabulous members of Another Chance Animal Welfare League, and we're going to be talking to them. So, Sherry, thanks for co-hosting with me this morning. And
thank you for the invitation.
Dr. Pratt will be back next week, but today Positively Healthy is going to take a little detour, and we're going to talk about dogs, cats, and other pets. So first thing I wanted to ask, Sherry, is aside from your obvious love of dogs, what led you to be a professional dog trainer?
Okay. Gosh, it goes back, I can say, decades. I've had animals, mostly horses and dogs, in my life for as long as I can remember. My dad and I were kind of a two-person rescue team for our neighborhood when I was growing up, much to my mother's dismay. For me, dog training just seemed like a natural part of caring for animals. After moving to Reading about 11 years ago, I met Carla because of a errant but lovable St. Bernard.
Very lovable.
And so life evolved from there. I had the opportunity to work with Carrie Bowe and Carla Jackson at the Humane Society for several years. The training we did working with people and the animals was invaluable as far as an education for dog training. We worked with literally thousands of teams over the years.
We did. We had a successful dog training program for a lot of years there.
And the more that we learn, the more we're able to take that information and share it with our clients when we're helping them and their animals.
So we both kind of got started in the shelter environment. I started in 1991 at the Humane Society in the education department and quickly realized that a lot of dogs were coming into the shelter for preventable behavior problems, pulling on the leash, not coming when called, barking, digging, house training issues, and started realizing that if we could just help people communicate more effectively with their dogs, especially dogs, that we could maybe keep some of these dogs out of the shelter. So I evolved into being a dog trainer that way. Now have a business called Jackson Ranch for Dogs where we do boarding and training. And if you start early with a puppy or a young dog or even a brand new dog, you start with some good communication and training. All those behavior problems that make us tear our hair out and make you think, wow, why do I have a dog, can be practically non-existent. You need a little bit of management. And one training tip I would like to mention, since we're going to be talking about adoptions and getting a new pet, is when you bring a new pet into your home, one of the most effective bonding techniques and training techniques I have found is hand feeding. For puppies, hand feeding when guests come over teaches the puppy that visitors are wonderful. You can really enhance that by having the dog sit for attention and get a little piece of kibble. At dinner time, you can say, come back up a few steps and give the pup a portion of food. It just makes it so easy. Food is the dog's paycheck, and that's how they make their living. So if you can turn that around so they're working for their food, I think wonderful things can happen. So because Sherry and I are dog trainers with a passion for helping dogs find and stay in loving homes, we're honored to have as our guests this morning the three fabulous people from Another Chance Animal Welfare League. And we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we'll talk to Phyllis Pollock, Sherry Fromm, and Donna Kahn about Another Chance Animal Welfare League in Palo Cedro and how you as the public can help homeless animals make some life-saving changes and kind of what they've got going on. They've got some events going on, and So we'll be right back.
I have a deductible. Do I have to pay for it if you repair my car? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Yes, you do. A sting operation in Shasta County for the purpose of identifying potential insurance fraud resulted in several body shop owners' arrest. Some may not have been guilty, but the arrest still happened. Waiving the deductible can have the appearance of insurance fraud, because the most common way to defraud an insurance company is to write an estimate at a higher cost to cover the deductible. Of course, some shops may absorb the loss to their profit and no fraud will have been committed, but the implication is still there, and the car owner may be implicated in any investigation. Coachmaster has been in business for 40 years and has never engaged in a questionable activity, and we never will. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers. Listen Saturdays as I host Senior Solutions. I will focus on informing our aging seniors and their families of resources in Shasta County. Guests will join me in discussing home care, estate planning, health care issues, veterans benefits, financial concerns, and area agencies and resources. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Spectrum Prosthetics, MD Imaging, Shasta County Adult Protective Services, Owens Healthcare, and Senior Care Case Management. That's Senior Solutions, Saturdays at 1, right here on KCNR 1460.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down.
Good morning. Welcome to Positively Healthy. Dr. Trudy Pratt is taking a break today. I'm Carla Jackson, sitting in for her, along with Sherry McMillan. We're dog trainers, and we're going to talk about pets today. In my dog training business, I deal with a lot of people that are calling with animal problems, and a lot of folks have just adopted a dog. And I'm sad to say there's a lot of rescues that have been cropping up. It seems like almost everyone has a rescue these days, and not all of them are as honorable and professional as Another Chance Animal Welfare League. That's why we have them in today. We want to talk a little bit about their policies. It seems that sometimes I'm finding that there's almost a buyer beware attitude when adopting an animal, and people call, they get home, and they realize that this dog, of course, that's what I deal with mostly, the dog is not going to be a fit for their family. Maybe it has an aggression issue or some health issue that they just don't feel like they can handle. And when they try to call the rescue to say the adoption isn't working out, they're either made to feel guilty and like they're a horrible person because it didn't work out, or they literally won't answer the phone or return phone calls. And I think that's so inhumane to people and animals. So I want to talk to Another Chance Animal Welfare League about their practices, because I never get phone calls from people that have adopted from them. The only phone calls I get are, I got a new dog and I want to help train it, and they told me about you. It's never, I've had a horrible experience and I don't know what to do and I'm in tears. So I'd like to start with you, Phyllis Pollock. What is your position with Another Chance?
I am the president of the board of directors, and I volunteer in all aspects, you know, whenever I can.
I know you have a long history of animal welfare. It's in your blood. Your parents were, I know your father cleared the land to build Haven Humane Society all those many years ago, and I've known you ever since I've been involved with animal welfare, which mm-hmm. has been close to 20 years. So what led you to Another Chance? And maybe you can give us a little history, how long it's been in operation, and what drew you?
Well, Sandy Shelby was the founder of our group, and she had a dream of doing things better, she thought. You know, that there was a compassionate way of sheltering animals. And so I believed in her and her dreams and her drive. And so the group of six women got together and formed Another Chance. And off and running.
Off and running. And that was 5 years ago?
5 years ago.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you don't have an actual facility.
Right.
That is a dream at some point to mm-hmm. have an animal sanctuary where adoptable animals can come and live until they find a forever home. So you do have homeless animals that you find homes for. How does that work?
Well, we foster a lot of animals, and we go through an adoption process. And I'll let Sherry talk about that. She is the adoption expert. But we started out, I think, with $50 and started rescuing animals immediately. And then we started with a yard sale at my house with $1,500. So we were just off and running from the beginning. And one of the ones that probably makes us chuckle the most is rescuing 17 pot-bellied pigs out of a horse trailer that were in terrible shape.
Oh, I remember that. It was a hot summer day, and those poor pigs
were in bad shape.
Yeah, that was one of your first?
Well, it was among the first, yeah. But you know, we started out with cats and dogs, and you know, and that,
so you will help literally any animal that needs you.
Yes.
And so, what would you say? I know what sets you apart from the other rescues, but what would you say sets you apart?
Is what the thread that runs through this organization is the deep, abiding love for animals and the need, the desire, the passion to do exactly the right thing for this animal as a sentient creature. And so we make sure that we know the behavior of every single animal in our program, and so we try to match that with whatever this person who has to go through a pretty rigorous adoption process. We make sure that there is a match, you know, that we
That's
know
really
they know.
Very, very important, because I see people that are absolutely mismatched with, mm-hmm. You know, the 6-month border collie with a history of jumping fences comes to live with someone who lives in an apartment and doesn't work out,
mm-hmm.
doesn't have a flock of sheep or run marathons. And so it is a mismatch. And that's one thing that I have really wished that rescues and shelters would adopt is the kind of the pre-adoption interview to find out, is this going to be a good match? So Another Chance has a process where
a process, yes. And sometimes it's just a matter of them coming into our thrift store and you just chit-chat and kind of pick up some information about what happened to their other animals, what are they doing, and then we have the adoption questionnaire, and then we do a home check and a follow-up check.
And that's another thing that really sets you apart is the home check and the follow-up check.
Mm-hmm.
I hear of small dogs that were adopted to people that had, in fact, I just talked to a woman last week that had a little chihuahua that she had adopted from a rescue. And lo and behold, the dog just walked right through her fencing. And so she couldn't keep it home. And that was another one where she tried to return that dog 3 times and was just made to feel horrible. And she's an elderly woman. It's just, it's so sad.
Right.
And I got my start in the shelter where the director believed that you take an animal back at any time for whatever reason because you want to make sure that that animal has another chance to find a loving home. You don't want people to think of creative ways of not having their pet anymore. And I know that that is a big part of your vision and appreciate that.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the thrift store. Let's talk about that real quick. Where is that exactly?
The thrift store is in Palisadro, 938 Ford Schutz Road, right in the Holiday Market Shopping Center. So it's kind of centrally located as a hub of Palisadro.
Right, that's kind of the only shopping center mm-hmm. in Palisadro. Mm-hmm. And we were out there yesterday, and you've got some exciting things
too.
Going on.
Yeah.
What's happening out there?
Well, today, actually, we have a car wash going on. And so we urge anyone to come out and either help wash cars or get your car washed for a donation. and we're in the process of moving into a bigger space, moving our thrift store into a bigger space. So it will have more rooms for everything that we do. And so we've had some wonderful volunteers who have worked so hard at kind of reconfiguring this space and painting. And so, yeah, we're excited to be moving in there.
Yeah, it's a nice big space. You've increased your space by 800 feet, I think you said. You're now at 2,000 square feet.
Right.
And your thrift store kind of has a reputation of being higher end. I understand you get some antiques in.
Mm-hmm.
Everything looks gently used. Quite a selection of hardback and paperback books.
Yeah, we sell a lot of books.
Very reasonably mm-hmm. priced. And I just was wondering, what is your ideal donation? Say I'm cleaning out my garage and I want to make a run to you. What sells the best? What are people looking for?
Well, we do sell a lot of books, and you know, we sell a little bit of everything, and we'll take anything. We love furniture, and
furniture.
We love antiques and glassware, and you know, just but we're willing to take whatever it is that people would like to donate.
Okay, and preferably it's gently used and high value.
Yes.
Because a lot of your I mean, you do a lot of fundraising, and the thrift store is a big part of that. So that's in Palo Cedro in the Holiday Shopping Center. And the thrift store hours are Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday 10 to 3. And I know you do cat adoptions there, and you also have adoption days. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. And just I want to quickly say what your phone number is 547-7387, and you can remember that. It's 547-PETS.
Right.
P-E-T-S. This is Carla Jackson sitting in for Dr. Trudy Pratt on KCNR 1460 Clearly Talk News Radio.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Artnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89, $170 value. You get an 18-volt cordless drill, circular saw, two rechargeable batteries, a one-hour charger, and a bag to keep it all in. It's got Father's Day written all over it. A Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Thinking of buying or selling real estate? Confused? Don't know where the market is going? You're just not sure what to do? Call Keller Williams Realty for agents that have the answers to those tough questions. Keller Williams Realty is now the largest real estate company in Northern California. The Sacramento office alone now does more than 40% of all the transaction volume in Sacramento. Where do you think those buyers for your home will come from? That's right, Sacramento and the Bay Area. So for tough answers in a tough market, call Keller Williams Realty today at 248-5600.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones.
Good morning, we're back. This is Carla Jackson sitting in for Dr. Trudy Pratt's Positively Healthy Show. Today we're talking with Another Chance Animal Welfare League about their facility and pet adoptions and how everyone can help Another Chance. We were talking with Phyllis Pollack, the president of the board of directors of Another Chance, and she was telling us about the thrift shop. There's a jewelry sale coming up, and we're really wanting some donations of jewelry. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But Sherry McMillan, my co-host, who is also a dog trainer, will be talking to Sherry Fromm about adoption. So take it away, Sherry.
Something that's very near and dear to my heart. I do rescue also, so I This is very special. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Adoptions. Let's. I'm going to back up just a little bit. When we were talking earlier about doing post or pre-adoption interviews, things like that, do you do like home visits? Do you go out and visit?
We do. I think that
That's
is
wonderful.
One of the things that makes us a little bit different from some of the other rescue groups across the country. Sometimes people are very surprised that we are going to come to their home. They immediately begin worrying about the dust on their furniture, and we try to allay those fears.
Right.
What we're really looking for is the perfect home for the pet. There are many wonderful homes, but we're sort of like a match.com for the animal world. So we want to make sure that when we send a dog or a cat or a rooster or a pig to a home, that that pet has found its forever home.
Right. And also that the people are aware of how to take care of that animal and what
Correct.
They need to make the animal safe and so everybody can live in harmony.
Correct. We've had pot-bellied pigs in our program, for example, and they can be absolutely adorable, but they also have special care that they need.
Right.
We've had rabbits people have wanted to adopt only to find out that the people didn't know anything at all about rabbits.
Right.
So, again, a good home, not the right home for that particular pet.
Okay. So speaking of people maybe not knowing something about an animal, do you have a program or is part of the program educating people on how to care for the animals?
Absolutely.
Like
Whether it is a cat or a dog, again, if the pet has a particular need, we want to make sure that the potential adopter understands that before we approve the adoption.
Okay. Then say somebody comes, they find the ideal pet for their family, and then post-adoption, follow-ups, support, things like that. Do you also do? I know you do that.
We do.
Just tell people a little bit about your follow-up.
We have definitely enlisted the help of you on many occasions and Carla because we have, for example, had dogs go to homes who exhibited some behaviors that the new owner wasn't expecting.
Right.
So you have been wonderful in on many occasions and some of the other dog trainers in the area to help us help the new home understand what's going on with the animal. And many times it's merely a situation of the pet acclimating to its new home.
Right.
It's not a behavior that is going to cause the adoption to not go forward.
Right. And I don't know if people are aware, but whether you get a puppy directly from the litter or if you adopt a dog, an older dog, they all have an adjustment period one way or another. They always do. So it's a matter of working with them and working through it and definitely not feeling like you as a person are failing because there's something going on with the animal. There's an adjustment period.
And there are an incredible amount of resources available both locally and on the Internet. There is a wonderful series on the Internet called Pets for Life. I copied every article on that website, and many times we'll make copies of those articles. They cover a huge range of behavior concerns and issues for cats and for dogs, and actually give those to people, whether they're adopting or not adopting.
If somebody was interested in getting one of those articles or getting more information on that, could they call another chance?
Sure, or they can go to the Internet if they have access.
Right.
It's www.petsforlife.com.
Okay. Okay. Say it one more time.
www.petsforlife, and four is F-O-R,
okay.
.org.
Wonderful. If someone was interested in one of the animals, first of all, how do you showcase the animals? How do people know what's available?
Well, we are on petfinder.com, which is actually our website is linked to PetFinder. So an individual can go to our website and follow the links and they'll be able to view the pets online. We have pictures. We also have biography or profile of every one of the pets
Wonderful.
In our program, including the status of vaccinations and those sorts of things.
Okay.
We hold dog adoptions every Saturday somewhere in the area. Today we happen to be holding dog adoptions at our thrift store in Palisadro from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. We also have cat adoptions and cat adoptions we hold every day.
Okay.
So whether it's the rooster or the rabbits or the kittens or the cats or the dogs, they can all be viewed online.
Okay. Give us the address quickly again, because you're having a car wash today.
The address in Palisadro is 9384 Deschutes Road, and that is about a quarter of a mile north of where Deschutes Road and Highway 44 intersect, and it's in the shopping center that has the holiday market.
Okay. So everybody go out and get your car washed and meet maybe a new potential family member.
There you go.
All kinds of interesting things going on. Adoption fees, what are your adoption fees?
Our adoption fees for our animals include the fact that it includes a spay and neuter. Mm-hmm. It also includes vaccinations to the point of adoption. It always includes a rabies vaccination, heartworm testing if the puppy is old enough, feline leukemia, feline AIDS testing for kittens. The adoption fee for our female dogs, it comes to $130 it's $115 for our male dogs. June is Adopt a Shelter Cat Month, and we've reduced our adoption fees for cats and kittens by 25%. So for June, which is Adopt a Shelter Cat Month, the adoption fees are $63.75 for our females and $48.75 for our males.
Mm. The fees are most reasonable considering what you're including in that. That's
correct.
Because
for a male neuter, for a cat, right, it's over $100.
Right. And the testing, that's mm-hmm. that's wonderful. That's quite a nice package to send home with a new family member. Okay. Let's see.
Go ahead.
Question.
No,
oh.
I just, Sherry, you seem tireless. I mean, you're always in the shelter or in the thrift store every time I call. And you're friendly, and it must be very difficult listening to people's stories giving up pets. I was just wondering, what is the most common reason people cite for, I mean, how does a pet become homeless?
There are many different ways. The economy has had a tremendous negative effect, not only on humans, but also their pets. Many people have had foreclosures. They're moving into apartments. They're moving to a different part of the country, and they can't take their pets with them. So this is a huge problem. The lack of spaying and neutering is another enormous problem. Right now we're very much into kitten season, and they're just kittens being born all over the place when it wouldn't have been necessary, or wasn't necessary, if the cats had been spayed and neutered.
Right. When I used to do education for the Humane Society, I used to tell the kids that March was Cat Get Pregnant Month, and if they could get their cat spayed before March, then the homeless litters would be, it's like waves hitting the beach when you're in the rescue and shelter community. And the mother cats come in, they're so proud and purring of their little families, and it's heartbreaking. So I applaud your effort and your positive outlook and continued support.
Thanks, Carla.
This is Carla Jackson sitting in for Dr. Trudy Pratt on Positively Healthy, KCNR, 1460 AM.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction, or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
You know who we are. You've seen us on TV, and you've heard us on the radio.
Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
You've seen us at many local events, fairs, rodeos, car shows, farmers markets, and parades. We work hard to market your business. With the Trading Post, you get more exposure for your dollar. If we could bring 25 new customers to your business every month, what would that be worth to you? Follow us on Facebook and see what you've been missing. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us today.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Hi, I'm Ryan Frost.
And I'm Katie Cundy, inviting you to join us for Psych Talk, psychological information for real people.
Every Saturday, we address with you psychological issues that affect real people today.
On KCNR 1460. We'll talk to you then.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinics and Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Slow down, you move too fast.
We're back. This is Carla Jackson sitting in for Dr. Trudy Pratt's Positively Healthy. She will be back next week, but today we're talking with Another Chance Animal Welfare League. And Sherry McMillan, my co-host, was just talking to Sherry from about the adoption procedure and adoptions at Another Chance. And we had some follow-up questions for Sherry, and then we will be talking to Donna Kahn, who is a charter member of Another Chance and has been fostering for over a decade with other agencies. So we will, we're anxious to talk to Donna. We have a lot of things to cover. So, Sherry, you want to take it away again?
Okay. Well, my memory comes back now.
Okay.
I want Sherry to back up a little bit and talk to us a little bit more about the adoption process in a little more detail.
Okay.
Because that you do such a good job.
Our adoption process starts out with a very in-depth application. We call it a pre-adoption questionnaire. It is online at our website, www.acawl.org. For anyone who does not have access to the internet, we do have hard copies of the application. They can come by our thrift store or give us a call, and we'll be happy to mail them an application. We want to know where they're, what happened to pets that they used to have and what pets they have now and those sorts of things. When we get the application, we review it. We will interview the individual to, again, talk to them about pets they have now. We want all pets that are in the home to already be vaccinated and spayed and neutered and those sorts of things. If the application for the pet that they're interested in looks reasonable, we will then assign that a potential adopter to one of our trained home visitors. These home visitors are our volunteers. They have been trained to go out and look at a home to make sure that it's a good fit for adopting whatever kind of pet the person is interested in. After the visual inspection, the home visitor writes a report and sends it back in. We then at that point review the application again. We review the home visit. If we have questions about the home visit, we will talk to the home visitor and we will also talk to the potential adopter. Once the individual has decided that yes, this is a pet they want, and we've decided that is the right home for that pet. We go through the actual adoption process, which includes an adoption agreement. Part of the adoption agreement includes that if for any reason the adoption does not work out, this is not the kitten that the person thought it was, this dog is more than they thought it was going to be, whatever the circumstances are, the pet always comes back to Another Chance.
Okay, and that's just so important. It is. It's so important. And working with you as long as we have, we know how professional you are and how well you handle these adoptions. And the main thing is the home inspection is not anything to be worried about. It's simply a way of matching up the right animal with the right home. That's the goal of having everybody end up being happy.
And you're not worried about the dust on the furniture?
Yeah, no, we don't care about dust on the furniture. I have lots of dust on my furniture at home, which is cool for the cat.
We probably all do.
Really, really. And, you know, really, we want a homeless pet to find a home.
Right.
That's what we are
right.
here to do. But we also have to speak for the animal.
Right.
Since they can't do it themselves, we are their voice. And so that's why we agree with you that the home visit is so critically mm-hmm. important so that we can make a good match.
Right. Right.
And
a nice permanent adoption.
It cuts down on the impulse, you know. I was running to the store for cream, and I saw this dog, and I just had to have it. It sounds like if I go to one of your adoption days and find a pet that I really want, I'm not taking it home that day.
Correct. Not necessarily. We might have a home visitor who is available who could go out and do the home inspection, and we could go through the whole process in the same day, but it is not necessarily a given.
Right, right.
Okay, and you were telling us a little bit about how you handle the out-of-area adoptions.
Correct. We have a lot of adoptions, surprisingly, that are not in Shasta County or Tehama County or somewhere that's within driving distance of us. If, for example, an individual is in, let's say, San Francisco and they wish to adopt a pet from us, we will still do a personal home visit. Only this time we have animal control in that county or city or another rescue group that we can verify as being a 501c3, and we contact them, make sure that they will agree to do the home check on our behalf. We then fax or email the home visit forms to that organization. Their volunteer or their staff member does the home visit for us and sends it back to us, and then we go through the rest of the process.
You do all of your homework. You've got all your T's crossed and your I's dotted and doing everything you can to try to promote successful adoptions. That's why we have you here with us today, is to find out what a successful process should be.
We're talking today with representatives from Another Chance Animal Welfare League out in Palo Cedro. And when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about foster homes and volunteers and how we can help the homeless pets in our area. This is Carla Jackson sitting in for Dr. Trudy Pratt's Positively Healthy on KCNR 1460 AM Radio.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222.
There is no place like home. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers, and Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last. Just kicking down.
Welcome back. This is Carla Jackson sitting in for Dr. Trudy Pratt today. We're talking with Another Chance Animal Welfare League, and we've talked a little bit about the history of Another Chance and their vision to help homeless pets in our area. And we're going to talk to Donna Kahn, who is a charter member of Another Chance Animal Welfare League, and is a tireless foster home. I've known you since the Humane Society days when your little daughter and you used to foster. Now she's married and expecting a baby.
Yeah.
It's amazing how time goes by. So How long have you, I mean, our history goes back 10 years. How long have you been foster homing?
At least 10 years. We were the first foster home for the local Humane Society when they started their foster program.
And did you kind of wonder what you'd gotten yourself into?
When we had the first litter of puppies, we were bottle feeding at 2 in the morning. That did cross my mind.
What have I done? But you obviously love it, and there must be some tremendous success stories. Do you have a main favorite success story that...
Every animal is a success story that you bring into your home and you get into the right permanent forever home. We've had, my daughter and I were trying to figure out last night how many we've had. We've had well over 100 animals come through our home between litters, cats, rabbits, birds. We had an iguana one time. So we've had just about everything come through.
And how many of those animals are permanent residents that change their last name to Khan?
Right now we only have 3.
Oh.
Our first foster animal that my daughter adopted when she was 13, we had just put to sleep last March. So she had a very long, happy life with us. So that's one of the problems with fostering, is that sometimes you fall in love.
When you're bottle feeding a little infant kitten or puppy every 2 hours, it's hard not to be incredibly bonded. So we were talking to Phyllis, and she said she's not a good foster home because they never leave. And I'm kind of in that boat also. I've had
three of them.
Yeah, Sherry says she's a rescue, but there's a lot of dogs there that are now McMillans.
The last puppy that I bottle fed is has been a Khan for the past 3 years.
It's an occupational hazard.
It is.
Yeah.
So I imagine you have some, say I want to be a foster home, what are you looking for in a good foster home?
We're looking for the exact same things that we look for in an adoptive home. You know, it needs to be a safe place, and they need to have the time that they can spend with the animal. And it needs to be a good match for the family.
So I imagine that some people there have different specialties.
Absolutely.
A foster home. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Some people are better with puppies. They may decide that a puppy is where they need to be. That's their family dynamics. When I started fostering, I had an older Australian Shepherd mix that did really well with puppies but didn't do well with adult dogs. So that's what we fostered all the time, were puppies. Mm-hmm. And he did well as they got a little older, but not bringing in an adult dog. So that's what you need to look at, is what is the dynamics in your family? Do you have really small children? Then you don't want to foster chihuahuas.
Right.
You know, you want to look at what type of home you have and what's going to work.
As a dog trainer, I kind of like the idea that there are children in the household, that, you know, the puppies
Absolutely.
Are raised seeing
mm-hmm.
people of different sizes and mm-hmm. Movement.
Absolutely.
But you're right. It has to be a good match. There are so many factors. How many foster homes does Another Chance have?
We have approximately 65, but there are never enough because they're not all active at the same time.
Right. And right now the biggest need for a foster home would be for what kind of animal?
Puppies and kittens.
Puppies and kittens.
It's puppy and kitten season. We absolutely need those homes for bottle feeding, taking in a litter until they're ready to be adopted.
And what's the obligation? Say I have a litter of kittens. I would imagine that people need to come to the adoption days. Is that right?
You have to be ready to commit to find a home for that pet. You need to come to the adoption days so the animals can get exposure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're not at the adoption days, people aren't going to be able to see them.
Right.
And we want them adopted as young as possible. But even our older dogs, they need to be at the adoption days.
Right. And what sort of support does Another Chance give the foster home in terms of training and monetary?
Part of the fun of being a foster home is that you get all the fun, and Another Chance takes all the financial responsibility. So you don't have to pay for your vet bills or the food, even if you can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to work with the trainers or get the expert advice on how to get this dog or cat to be the perfect, go to the perfect home.
It takes a very special individual, I know, and the fact that you've been doing it so long is a testimony to your commitment. It's fabulous.
And it was a family commitment, I have to say. I've had my daughter is the one who got me into this. And I did it as a community service project for her, and we just kept on going. And my husband has the patience of a saint, so it is a family commitment.
Yes, our hat is off to him also. And tell us again, if I know you hold adoption days every Saturday. How do we find out where you are?
Well, you can go on our website. And we post,
which is
www.acawl.org. We are also on Facebook and on MySpace.
Yes, I know that you're on Facebook. I'm a fan, and that's how I knew about the car wash tomorrow.
We try and post all our events on the webs.
Yes, so if you become a fan of Another Chance Animal Welfare League on Facebook, you'll get the all the events that are coming up. And would like to quickly mention there is a jewelry sale coming up in November. And so they are very interested in some jewelry donations to for the sale. So if you have those lovely items laying around that you're just not wearing, even if they're broken, they'll take them. So Another Chance Animal Welfare League, and you can donate right at the thrift store. Mm-hmm. There on Deschutes in the Holiday Market Shopping Center. And the new space, which is right next door to the old thrift store, will now have a whole donation staging area. You can go around back and make your donations. So, Donna, is there any one more thing that you would like us to know about the foster program for Another Chance?
Fostering is just brings a lot to your family. And you know you're keeping an animal safe. You're being a guardian for that animal until they find their forever home.
And you must make some bonds with other foster families as well. Do you all get together and party? Or
every day out at Another Chance is a party. Our volunteers are great. And to volunteer out there is just very fulfilling for everyone. So we just, whatever you can do to bring some volunteer hours to us would be appreciated.
We'll talk a little bit about volunteers when we come back from our break. I know there's never enough volunteers, and you have quite a category of opportunities for volunteering.
Absolutely.
This is Carla Jackson sitting in for Dr. Trudy Pratt's Positively Healthy. We're talking to Another Chance Animal Welfare League today on KCNR 1460 Radio.
Hi, this is Carl Hawkins of the Local Builder Showroom.
And Pat Barnes from Barnes Painting.
And Dennis Pochert from Dennis Pochert Plumbing.
And we'd like to invite you to tune in every Saturday from 3 to 5 to Around the House Radio, where we feature great local contractors who are here to provide you with advice and information on everything from remodeling to the maintenance of your home. So be sure to tune in every Saturday to KCNR 1460 from 3 to 5 for Around the House Radio. Or give us a call at the Local Builder Showroom, 365-9852, where the advice is always free.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check, drug test, and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please download the application at readinghomehelpers.com or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
This is Bob Belongi. You know, technology touches our lives every day in ways our grandparents couldn't even imagine. What was science fiction just a few years ago? Now just another day at the office. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio brings you the latest trends, products, and things you need to know for living life well in this 21st century. From medical breakthroughs to home entertainment and office productivity, we cover it all on Boomer Tech Radio. Saturdays from 2 to 3 on KCNR and online all the time, Boomer Tech Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just
Welcome back. This is Carla Jackson sitting in for Dr. Trudy Pratt. We're talking to Another Chance Animal Welfare League, and they've got some events coming up that they want us to know about. So Sherry is going to talk to them.
Okay. Just to let everybody know, somebody may have just joined us recently in the last few minutes. Let us know what is happening right now. There's something going on today. We have a grand reopening coming up in the future. What other events are coming up?
First of all, just to repeat, we do have a car wash taking place at the thrift store today. We're located at 9384 Deschutes Road in Palisadro. That's a quarter of a mile north of where Deschutes and Highway 44 intersect in the Holiday Quality Foods Shopping Center. We also are holding dog adoptions from 10 until 2 o'clock. And all of the clothes in our thrift store are marked down 50%. Mm. So something that cost you a dollar yesterday is going to cost you 50 cents today.
All right.
On July the 10th, which is a Saturday, we're going to hold a grand reopening. This is the will be in our new suite, our larger suite, and we want everyone to come and say hello and join us for some special activities going on July the 10th on a Saturday. Stores open from 10 o'clock until 3 o'clock.
So you'll be doing adoptions that day also?
Correct. We will also be doing dog adoptions. We'll be doing cat adoptions, and there'll be some other things that we'll have for our friends and shoppers who stop by to visit with us.
Is that Christmas in July?
Christmas in July is a different day, but that's also coming up. I think that's about 2 weeks after the grand reopening.
Okay.
And we're going to have all kinds of Christmas items on sale. For those people who, unlike me, plan ahead, it is a great way to be thinking about in just 6 months it'll be Christmas again.
Right, and what a great way to get some shopping done early and support a great organization.
Everything, all the money goes directly to help the animals.
Yes, yes. Okay, all right.
And
Carla?
I imagine at the grand reopening, people, you probably need some volunteers to help you move, right?
We always need volunteers to do all manner of things. We would really appreciate volunteers helping us move. It's just next door, but it might as well be across town because of all the packing that needs to be done and furniture lifted and so forth. Also, we appreciate everything that people do. If someone wants to help just to dust, and I say just to dust, that's very important, but to dust or to work in the thrift store or to be a handler on adoption day or to transport a pet to or from a vet appointment, to do clerical work like filing, to call volunteers. These are all kinds of activities that an organization like ours needs. We basically just say to prospective volunteers, whatever it is you want to do, we probably need it. So please come and join us as a volunteer.
I notice you have a newsletter and that you need writers for that and people to put that together.
Correct.
I notice a behavior hotline, which maybe Sherry and I should be doing that. So
is that our behavior or Anna's?
So if you're one of those people that just can't do foster homing because you'll adopt everything, there are so many ways to help the animals. You can do food drives. You can answer the phone. You can sweep the floor. You can help them move. Stop by and see them at their thrift shop in Palisadro. They're friendly, wonderful people. They'll show you around, and you can look at the goods they have for sale and know that every penny you spend will go to the animals. And you do other things. Like we were talking about the fires of year before last. I know that you mobilized rescue operations to help evacuate people, and that was so valuable. And with fire season coming up, it might be helpful if people could call and get on a list. I'm assuming if you have space for evacuations, if you have transport capabilities. Well, we are out of time. There's so much more
so much more to talk about.
We really want to thank Donna Kahn, Sherry Fromm, and Phyllis Pollack from Another Chance Animal Welfare League for coming on and spending this time with us today. We wish you absolute success for your organization and the animals. Thank you, Sherry, for being here to co-host with me. And we'd like to thank Dr. Trudy Pratt for letting us invade the studio and talk about pets for an hour. And we'd like to thank Jim Bremer for being
for keeping us in line,
very understanding producer and keeping us on track. So thank you very much. Trudy will be back next week. This is Carla Jackson for Positively Healthy on KCNR 1460 Radio.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, clearly news talk radio for Reading. This is KCNR Shasta, Reading.
News Radio, I'm Cameron Regal. 17 bodies have been recovered in Arkansas after a flash flood swept through two campgrounds yesterday, sweeping people right along with it. Approximately two dozen people are missing.
We have several search teams in there now. We've got about 20 miles of river to cover, and it's a very rugged terrain.
Arkansas State Police Captain Mike Fletcher says some searchers are in kayaks, others are on horseback. Over 7 inches of rain fell last night, triggering that flooding, which hit when many campers were asleep. The Coast Guard has sent a very clear letter to BP. Admiral James Watson says the oil giant has to speed up attempts to stop the spill. A relief well is being drilled in the Gulf, but that won't be ready till August. Admiral Watson says he wants BP to come up with alternative plans in the next 24 hours. President Obama, meantime, reached out to his British counterpart over growing American anger towards BP, which is Great Britain's largest company.
There has been some anxiety in the UK.